You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a sentence of nearly 4 years in federal prison for a Racine man behind a nationwide swatting scheme. It involved hacked Ring doorbell cameras. Kaya Christian Nelson and his accomplices placed fake emergency calls that led to armed officers confronting innocent families. He then taunted police and streamed the responses online. Josh Shulman, Washington County executive and Iraq War veteran, has filed to run for governor next year. He becomes the first major candidate to enter the race. The 43-year-old Shulman leads one of the state's most conservative counties and plans to formally announce his campaign Sunday. Governor Tony Evers hasn't said yet if he plans to seek re-election. Two women were arrested following a fatal hit-and-run in Kenosha County this week. A 34-year-old faces charges for hit-and-run causing death, while a 26-year-old is accused of aiding a felon. Both are being held at the Kenosha County Jail as the investigation continues. The Red Cross and the Racine Fire Department are getting together for tomorrow's Sound the Alarm event. The aim is to install free smoke alarms and to educate about fire safety. About 50 volunteers will be doing training before going door-to-door in Racine neighborhoods, targeting about 140 homes. A zebra was born last week at the Racine Zoo. Zoo officials report that the yet-unnamed foal is nursing well and will join public viewing when temperatures rise. A Racine native and a Case High School graduate is drawing attention as a potential NFL prospect for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You can read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine's first Friday is today. Action at Monument Square starts this afternoon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It should be a packed house tonight when the Brewers host the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Game one of a three-game weekend series. Right-hander Ben Brown on the mound tonight for Chicago against the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Good news on the return of Brandon Woodruff, who pitched 5 2/3 innings for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, allowing just one run on three hits as he comes back from that shoulder surgery.
Felt pretty good. Each and every outing has been a little different in terms of the way the body feels, but feels great. Shoulder felt good. Now it's just more about, as I'm getting into these outings after a year and a half, this is my fourth one, it's all about getting the delivery in place and just trying to execute pitches.
NFL, the Packers beginning their three-day rookie minicamp today in Green Bay. In Madison, a loss for the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team. Sophomore Lola Schumacher deciding to enter the transfer portal. She's one of their best players. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese has yet another new project in the pipeline. Scorsese is producing a feature-length documentary about Pope Francis's education project, which was founded by the Pope and was picking up steam right before he passed away. The Pope's final interview will also be part of the film and was shot exclusively for the project. The film is called Al Dias, A New Story. There's no release date just yet. Director Ryan Coogler wants to reboot The X-Files, and he's got a big backer. Not that he needs one. The director seems to have the Midas touch, as all his films are profitable, including Creed, The Black Panther, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and now Sinners, which is a monster hit, pun intended. He is talking about bringing The X-Files back and has an original cast member in Gillian Anderson excited about the idea. She is not committed yet, but is a big fan of Coogler and says she is open to it, which is basically a yes. Heist film fans, take note. Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry star in the new film Crime 101, and the response has been good enough to land not just a theatrical release, but one in a primo holiday weekend slot. The film will open February 13th on the coveted President's Day Valentine's Day weekend, according to Amazon Prime and MGM Studios. The story follows a detective trying to stop a string of jewel heists. The film also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Barry Keoghan, and Nick Nolte. Love a good heist film. So what do you do after you've had a chart-topping lesbian country music hit? If you're Chapel Roan, you become an actress. TheRap.com reports that the singer recently met with her idol, director John Waters. The two hit it off as Waters suggested the possibility. When Roan said, "I'm not an actress, I'm a singer," Waters replied, "Every singer is an actress." Roan's response, "If John Waters says I'm an actress, maybe I am. Maybe she is." You don't often hear of a big 41st anniversary celebration, but in the case of the film This Is Spinal Tap, it is very warranted. Why, might you ask, is the number 41 a big deal? Because a long-awaited sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in September. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to re-release the original that tells the story of the loudest band in England embarking on a catastrophic American tour. This Is Spinal Tap is the brainchild of an incredibly talented foursome, which includes Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Rob Reiner. All four men wrote the script and are part of the cast. Reiner directs. Ditto for the sequel, as they reprise the same roles with Reiner at the helm again. The remastered original will be available July 7th in various theaters, and the sequel drops September 12th. The amps in the original went up to 11. We'll just have to find out if they are even louder in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles or showers possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow clouds in the morning, a little sun in the afternoon, 49 on Sunday. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.